Okay, everybody, so daf, today's daf is daf kuf. We're holding the top line on kuf amud aleph, where the Gemara says v'chein chaticha shel nevela. What is this referring to? It's referring to, we are quoting from the Mishnah. Where was the Mishnah? Back on tzadik vav amud beis. What did it say in the Mishnah? It said about a person, unfortunately, absent-mindedly, went and cooked a whole yerech, a whole thigh of an animal, and he forgot to remove the gid anoshe, oh, you was the dozain. So the first part of the Mishnah said that if gid shnispashel ba a yerach shnispashel ba gid anoshe, what do you have to do? You have to mishay. You have to figure out whether or not the contents of the pot is greater than 60. The lashon of the Mishnah was kibaser belefes, but Rashi said the kibaser belefes bottom line means the proportion of 1 to 60. But the next halach of the Mishnah was, what happens if a gid anoshe nisbashel im ha-gidim? Inside a pot you had a whole bunch of gidim. After all, every animal has numerous gidim, numerous sinews, and one of them happens to be the gid anoshe. And unfortunately he cannot go and recognize the gid anoshe vis-a-vis all of the other gidim. Says our Mishnah, if you can't recognize it, kulan asurin, even if you have 20, 30, 50, 100, all are asur. That was yesterday's Gemara. Our Gemara continues, v'chein, the Mishnah continues, v'chein chaticha shel nevela, or chaticha shel dag tamei, shen is bashlu im ha-chatichos. It was cooked together with all the other chatichos. Bizman shemakiroi, take it out, throw it out. But if you're not, v'imlav, kulan asurois, all of them are asur. You could have 100 pieces of flesh, all of them kusha, v'yusha, mahadrim and a mahadrim, one piece of nevela meat. You could not tell the difference between one and the other because they all look the same. All of them are asr. Rashi in the Mishnah already said, the Gemara is going to ask, why isn't it batel b'raiv? We have a famous halacha in the Torah, achrei rabim lahatois, which Rashi says, tells us that anytime you have sveikis, you go batel b'raiv. See here too, if you have 100 pieces, 50 pieces, whatever, of meat, just like if you had 50 gidin, why do you go and say that it asers all of them? Why don't you say it becomes bottle beer? Roiv. So yesterday we asked this kasha, the gidin dosha, the top of the omelet, we said it's beria shiny, it's a beria. Beria makes sense if you're talking about a gid. But now we're talking about a chaticha. Chaticha just means a slice. Freik diyamara, b'chein chaticha shalavela, v'tivatel beruba. Why don't you say that if there are at least two other pieces of meat, you have three rib steaks all cooking together in the same pot, in the same pan, two of them are kusha v'yusha, one of them is nevela, I cannot recognize which one is which, go basarayv, and finished. Why do you say that they're all asur? So tivo hani chalaman yamar kosha dark alim leshaninu, elaman diyamar. What is this all about? Kosher dark alim nois. Esher dark alim nois. So there's a Mishnah Masechtas Arla, which is brought in a number of places in Shas, where the Mishnah says over there that there are certain devorim chashuvim that never become bottled. What is their chashivus? Their chashivus is that nobody ever buys them by weight. Everybody always buys them by counting, by pieces. And therefore, they are so chashuv, each one has its own price tag. In fact, if you go certain fancy stores where they want to go and charge higher prices, so instead of just going and selling 5 or 10 oranges for $1, $5, $3, whatever it happens to be, they go and take each orange or each apple, and then they go and put on a nice cellophane with a ribbon on top, and therefore they charge $2.50 per apple. Apple looks, maybe they'll throw on that it's also organic. Anyway, but the point is, it's an apple like any other apple. So, there are certain things which are es shadarka limnois. Es shadarka limnois means that they're miyuchad, that everybody in the world sells them and buys them based on number, not based on weight. Rashi gives one example, which is Chavili Tiltzon. If I'm not mistaken, I think English Tiltzon is Fenugreek. And there are a whole bunch of other examples there in the Mishnah. Goizei Perech, Rimoine Badon, Chavioi Stumois. Six or seven different things which the entire world, everybody agrees that that's, you sell it and you buy it by the number. There are some things, however, which are amulazoi, meaning that sometimes people go and count them, and sometimes people go and weigh them. Those are what we call the kol shadark limnois. The es shadark limnois, only those have this special quality that they are not butl because they're unique, because everybody in the world goes and counts them. The kol shadak them, they say, it depends. Amul yo, amul nisht. And therefore, says Imar, according to Mandiyama that says that the din of bitul or of non-bitul depends on kol shadaka. Kol shadaka, remember, means that there are many, not at all times, but many people go and count them. Okay, so many people count chatichos shel basar. If you go into the store, if it's a nice chush of a piece of meat, maybe they're selling it on its own. You're not just buying 5 pounds, 10 pounds, 20 pounds of meat. It's nicely sliced, nicely in cellophane, beautifully packaged. Oh, it's a dover choshev. Even though not all koinim come in and say, "I want all the cellophane." Forget about the cellophane. Just give me a nice hide of the meat. Give one side 25 pounds. I'll pay whatever. Oh, so therefore, some are moina, some are not moina. That's the definition of kol shadak limnais. See, if you look at Rashi, the top line, kol shadak limnais shenina masechtas orla, second line, gabe chavili tiltsan, deloy bottle. It doesn't become bottle because they are special. Honami pa'omim shenimnis. Here too, there are occasions where people, when it comes to the slices of meat, some people at times will go and count them. The odom osui limnos chati choisev leminyan orchem shezime. If a person is putting together a gansa suda, a chasana, a sheva bruchas, la malka, he's inviting orchem to the table on Shabbos, so he has to know exactly how many pieces he needs. So Baruch Hashem, he has, lemoshel, 12 guests for Friday night, so he goes and calls out the butcher, "I want the 12 choicest pieces of meat, 12 of them. I don't care about the weight. I need a nice chatich." So even though often this person wouldn't be counting them, he'd be weighing them, but because pa'amim, sometimes yes, sometimes nish. That's the definition of kol shadak limnos. And because of that occasional chashivus, it does not become bottom. But according to Mandiyama that says, as shadak limnos, it's got to be those special chavilei tilson, and or rimoine badon, egoize ferech, chavyo stumois, very, very few unique 6-7 items. This is not one of those items. A chaticha of meat is not one of those items. So in bazoi maikalamer. So why taka doesn't it become bottle? Even though occasionally you do go and count it, but according to Bandyama that holds eshadark limnois, the only things that don't become bottle are those things that everybody universally at all times, in all places, goes and counts. This is not among them. So my kalamaimer, why doesn't it become bottle bear rois? And for the more shani chaticha hoyel uruyelis kabi balefneya orchim. Oh, this is another rule. In other words, we have various rules about things that don't become bottle for various reasons. Beria is a dover choshev, the eshadark limnois, very choshev. You have other things of a similar nature. You have, for instance, a dovashiyesh loy matirin, a filib elef loy bottle. Here too, this is the type of iser, since it's a chaticha ruilis kabed. Chaticha ruilis kabed means it's got to be taka a nice, beautiful piece of lemushal rib steak. If it happens to be small chopped meat balls, the person took balls of chopped meat and made them into these small balls that you put and you cook inside a chweis in a soup or a chulent or something like that. That's not a chaticha ruil eskabil afnei archim. Maybe if it's a very large piece, but if it's only the little balls, okay, it's nice, it's very good, could be it's delicious. But the point is, it's not a chaticha ruil eskabil. Here we're talking about that there were slices of meat which were bekuvedika slices that you would give to a chushav oireach. Oh, in such a case, even though it didn't have the distinction of being one of those other categories of the eshadarka limnois, it's not a beria, it's not a dovah sheyesh lamatirin, nevertheless, it has a chashivus because of chaticha ruil eskabid, and that's why it did not become bottle. So now, our Mishnah has given us two examples of things that don't become bottle. Number one, the gira nosha didn't become bottle because of the beria shiny. And number two, the din of the chaticha of nevela didn't become bottle because the chaticha ruil eskabid. Zokimor tzricha, why do I have to have both examples? For the reason which we just give, which we just gave. The Ashmin and Gid, if we'd only say the Gid and Nosha reason, we shouldn't bury it. I would think chaticha, it's just a piece of meat, it comes bottle, it's Nishka Beria. Yuchas, it becomes bottom. What are you going to do with Ginanasha? You're going to throw it out in the rubbish bin anyway. It doesn't have a chashivas for cat. You want to get rid of it. Hey, Maloy, I would think, of course it gets bottled. Who needs that kid? Yes, get ridden. Let's get it out. That's what I would have thought. That's why I have to have both cases of the Gira Nasha and the case of the Chatir Rul Eskabit. In both cases, they do not become bottle, and they aser all the other Gidim and all the other Chatichois, respectively. Jokimor Vait, Dorish Rabba Barbachan. Now, what Rabba Bachana tells us is basically a repetition of what we had a couple of days ago, that when we're doing the cheshbon of the 60 times 1 or the 100 times 1, then you add together all the ingredients in this pot that we're discussing. So, for instance, chaticha shel nevela, or shel dag tomei, of a non-kosher fish that got mixed into Nebuchadnezzar's pot. Eino oiseres, you know when it asers. Achetitin tam beroitev ubekipa ubechatichos. Meaning that when you go and measure your 60 times 1 or your 100 times 1, your shear has to be not comparing chaticha to chaticha, but chaticha to the entire contents of the pot. So if you have the mushak grus or chulans, you go and include all your beans and all of your barley and all of your potatoes and all of your flesh, anything that happens to be inside the pot, to determine whether or not that chaticha shel nevela chas v'shalom gave in it an asinas tam.
Why would I think otherwise?
Oh, we're not done yet. The effect of zegut uri. Yeah, we're just at the first stage over here. Soon you're going to see gevaldige chadisha. So therefore, Rabbi Bachana says you mix in everything. You add together the roitev. Roitev means the soup. The kippah is the sediments, which means the shtiklach flesh and the tavlin and stuff that accumulate on the bottom of the pot. Ubachatichas, and of course the big pieces of meat or the big pieces of whatever which are inside this pot. All of them are mitzaref together. So if you have 60 times the ingredients mixed in to this pot, corresponding to or against the isur of the veila datame, if it's 60% of 60 or more, it becomes bottle. Yeah.
Just very quickly, when we're talking these proportions, 60, 100 to 1, whatever it is, are we talking about volume or weight, or does it matter?
I think volume.
Okay.
Jokti Imara. Uki Rav Amir Alevi Doresh. So Rav now wanted to say the following explosive chidush, and he was afraid that people wouldn't hear it. He wanted to make sure that this would be understood, accepted, halacha lemaisa. So he appointed an amoira. Amoira means a Talmud that had a voice like a loudspeaker, and who was also an intelligent Talmud that would be able to explain the shir well. Which means in the good old days, in the times of the Gemara, they didn't have, it's hard to believe, but they didn't have loudspeakers, and they didn't have microphones. So if you had many, many Talmidim, and often they learned out in the streets or out in the field as opposed to inside of Bais Medrash, so the acoustics are not good, and the Rosh Yeshiva, the Rav that's giving the shir, his voice would not travel that far. So he would appoint someone who would be able to, number one, have a powerful voice, and number two, that was a Talmud Chacham that would be able to explain it very, very well with a good Koyech Hasbar. So Rav appointed a Moiret and Dash in the following. Kimin shenos and tam bechaticha. Chaticha atzma nasnes nevela vo iseres kola chaticha is kulon nei shehein mina. So what is Rav saying? Rav is saying that let's assume we initially took the one piece of nevela meat and we cooked it by accident with one piece of kosher meat. These two pieces were cooking on their own inside their own pot. Guess what happens? Obviously, we don't have 60 times that chaticha of nevela, so all the bliois of the chaticha shel nevela went and contaminated, if you will, the good kosher chaticha. That new chaticha that was until now super kosher now becomes itself ashtik nevela. It's what we call chanan, it's brought in the poskim. Chanan is Rosh Tevis, chaticha nasis nevela. So you're talking about a chaticha that was from a kosher animal, that was geshocht and beautifully, perfectly, glatt kosher, but by the fact that it was together immersed in the same pot with a bad chaticha shonavela. The chaticha shonavela now gave all of its isurim over to the new chaticha.
Also, can it make something else?
Oh, that's what we're going to see. Halacha lemaisa, what difference does it make?
It's like a sheni, a
shlishi.
About the design. So that's the chiddush of Rav, that chaticha nas nevela. This kosher piece of meat now gets transformed magically, almost like a tmura. It becomes ashtik nevela. And now, if you subsequently cook the second piece of meat, we'll soon see, together with the first or not, and you cook it together with a whole bunch of other chatichos, oiseres kol chatichos kulan, neishain min, it's going to answer all the rest of the chatichos, another 10, 20, 30, 50, it's going to go and answer them because of this chaticha nasis nevein. Why? Neishain min, because it's the same min. Now, one second, or Kanainahara, Brother Shai, you're cooking with gas. Brother Shai says, this sounds like Rabbi Yehuda.
Yeah.
Since he gave away the Mipnei Shein Mina, apparently he's passing like, visit to Brother Shai, which they want. Kerev Yehuda, oh, Mamish, Mechavan Gevezen, Sinzi Gemara. The Omer Minda Mina Leibatu. See, if that's the case, my iri kinos and tam, a feather kinos and tam nami. In other words, I don't understand what the chiddush of Rav is. Rav is telling me I started off with a piece of meat, which was nevela. I started off with a kosher piece of meat, which was kosher. Now, the unfortunately, all the bleas from the bad one went into the good one, and the good one now all to becomes transformed into nevela. Guess what happens? Now we go and add another 58 portions, another whole bunch of chatichos, and what do we say? That the second one is going to contaminate all those others. Forget about that second one, because the first one is still there. And if we're passing like Rabbi Yehuda, because he's emanation mina, and Rabbi Yehuda holds that min the mina loy bottle, so you can even put in another 1,000 pieces
they're
of meat.
They're
all going to become tray from the very first piece. So who cares if the second one became an avail or not? That's the Gemara's kasha, which is basically what Brother Shai wanted to ask, even though he didn't feroz the full shai. And therefore, so what's the chiddush of Rav? What do you need Rav for? Rav, what are you chaticha nas nevela? If the first piece of nevela meat is there together with all the other pieces of meat, automatically all of them are going to become aser because of the din of min b'min aloi bottle. So the Gemara gives two answers to the kasha. Amalei teretz number one. They took out the first piece of meat. Oh, so what happened? Yeah, okay. A minute. So what happened now? So we started off with the first piece of meat, which was nevela. And then we had the second piece of meat, which was kosher. Now the first piece of meat is contaminated, the second one, and now it's all to become nevela. I took out the first piece of meat. I go, there's a nevela here. Get it out. No. They took out the nevela, they eradicated uviarta rami kibecha, they threw it into the rubbish bin, and now we're only done with the, now we're remaining with that second piece, and now that second piece, a whole bunch of other pieces of meat now came into that pot together with it. So what happens to all of those? So it's not the same min of the issur, because the original issur is no longer here. Saros. It's only the second piece. So kedai techamina, that second piece, that's not the minu iser. It just has the blios. It just has the tam kikar, right? We had a nice discussion about that yesterday, tam kikar. I'm sure Rav Nachman Yosef gave a beautiful shir. Yeah. Anyway, so getting back to it, just has the tam. So now, if I mix it together with the other pieces of meat, I don't have that min b'minoi loy bottle. Come to gain Rav, he says, the second piece of meat is now a brand new nevela meat. And so therefore it has the same problem, it's going to go and aser all the others. Now, how much is it going to aser? Does it have the same din of min b'mina le bottle? And the answer is no, it does not have. Because if in fact you had 1,000 pieces of meat, and you'd be mevatel that one piece of meat, it would taka become bottle. Because the din of min b'mina le bottle is only on the original nevela meat, not on the pseudo-quasi nevela meat. However, what we are going to have is a chumrah, and that is that second piece of meat, how much blios did it take from the original one? Let's say into half of the meat, a third of the meat. In other words, didn't come fully contained, fully osir, just got the blios from the first one. So therefore, sol kedai techamina, I would only have to have the mushal. Let's just give it as an example. Let's assume that the second meat, which was originally kosher, which has become contaminated from the first nevela meat, let's assume that 50% of it is now imbued and immersed in Nevela Isura.
How do you measure that 50%?
Okay, that's why I said hypothetically, okay. Just as an example.
Okay.
Let's assume 50% of it has become now contaminated. Now, guess what happens? Now, I don't need 60 brand new pieces of meat. I would only need 30 pieces of meat to go and be mavatal it. Why is that? Because only half of it became contaminated.
So it's diluted, as it were, and therefore you need a lower level of heter to overwhelm the diluted iser.
Were it not for Rav, that would be the halacha. You'd only need 30 pieces of meat because only 50% of this meat has become contaminated. So to Rav, nine, this whole piece of meat has become contaminated, saturated, not in fat, but saturated now in the iser of nevela, and therefore you're going to have 60 new chatichos to go and be mavatel this second chaticha, that is the original kosher chaticha, which had been transformed into a non-kosher chaticha because of Hanan, chaticha nas level. Let's see quickly the Rashi, then we're going to take a quick look at the toises, not the entire toises, I don't want everybody to get noivis, but just to give us more of a tam in this chaticha nas level. Zok to Rashi, chaticha zu, halfway down the Gemara, chaticha zu shekibla tam hanavela, nas is nevela atze, it itself has become ashtik levela. But he said it's called chaticha, it's called a neshein mina, because so kadaitach, a neshein mina, loibatli. It's because of the din of mina. Vatali yesh ben kidei bitlushtein. Even if you had plenty of bliyos, in other words, plenty of other roitiv kippah chaticha is 100 times as much. I would think that all of them become awesome nation mina min be mina lebatl. Zotimar Rab the Omar neishen mina kiman Omar. Since he said those three magic words neishen mina, who is he saying it like? So Brother Shai already filled in the blank about a contributor. So he besoy fedimar filling loy nosna tam be chaticha shebetzila. Even if it didn't make this chanan chaticha nasas avela loy batlan ami, it should also not become bottle. The nevela gufa minayu he v'loy batla. If the original nevela meat together with the second piece of meat are still in a pot when I add all of the other pieces of meat, so I still have the first one, and that's going to aser min b'minay. Who cares about the second one? Oh, and for the more, Mishakonim is so coyly, Isser, he took out the first piece of meat, and he disposed it. V'solak roitiv koidim sheitin acheres b'kdeira. Not only took out that piece of meat, but he also took out all the soup. In other words, the only thing that's left from the very, very first bishul is only this chanan, the chaticha nas is available, nothing else. And therefore, Zokti Mara, Hilkach nos the tambri shayna, harzu chizeres vois rosan. This number two slice of meat is now going to answer all the others. V'ilav, b'may mitzri. And if not, what would answer them? Vashminen de chaticha atzma nas is available, lesser chavri seha biplitosa. Even though this second piece of meat is only a derivative, it's not the original nevela. However, it's now deemed to be like the nevela to ask all the others. Now let's look at the toises, bishakon and silkoi. The big toises down the bottom, halfway down the wide lines. Bishakon and silkoi is vim timer. Lomali shechaticha shel heter. Kibla tamin avela. If it loinas the tam nami, the Rabbi Minoi says v'choldu. Since Rabbi Yehuda holds min b'minoi loy batel, what happens if these two were together in the same pot just for a split moment, not for an extended period of time to be nois and tam? Just the fact that the two were there together without the nesinas tam, wouldn't you hold min b'minoi loy batel according to Rabbi Yehuda? What's the reason why Rabbi Yehuda would hold that way? Because Rabbi Yehuda, remember, with two men, min b'minay. Min b'minay, they're the same tam. So you don't need the nesinas tam. The beef is giving tam into the beef. They're both the same beef anyway. Why would have made a tam? Then he dehi gufa mitzra b'chol shehu, even though piece number two is going to be compostable koshu, mikam mokam le'amrinan shiti osin avela lesra kolachidus, kivin shi atzvali nesra el al yedei, if it would only have the svara of Rabbi Yehuda, the min, the minalei batel, fine. Then it would only have the koshu iser, but it wouldn't have enough strength to go and aser others. In other words, it's bad enough that it became aser, but it wouldn't aser anything further. Because the din of min, the minalei batel only applies to the real nevela, not the pseudo Chanan chaticha nasas nevela. However, if they taka cook together, and now there's a tamu iser in number two, then it becomes nehapach lebosser acher, nehapach to a shtik nevela, and now this will aser all the other chatichos, unless you have 60 chatichos against number 2. According to Yehuda, even if you had 60 chatichos against number 1, it wouldn't help because min b'mina lebat. But since number 2 is not the actual nevela, it's only Das's nevela, but that can become zasur. If you have 60 times as much, you could be mevatel it and make it kosher. But it has to be 60 times the entire meat, not just the koshu that came into it. Yes?
We're talking about the same min when we're talking about meat. So this is the piece number 1 is a piece of nevela meat.
Mm-hmm.
Piece number 2 is a piece of meat, originally kosher, now chanan,
right,
made nevela.
Right.
And 3 through 65 or through 105, whatever it is, are also, they all come from the same herd.
All to beef.
Okay, it's all meat. So we say that the first one is min bimino.
Mm-hmm.
It's meat and meat. The second one is also meat and meat. How are we saying now it's not the same min? How are we saying that number 2 is not the same min as numbers 3 through 100?
We're not saying it's not physically the same min. Of course it's the same min.
Then what does
it
mean?
That halacha min b'mina loy batel only applies to something which was a born shtik nevela and not something that became transformed into a shtik nevela as a result of bliyos.
But the original nevela was nevela. It's a different min than kosher. It's
halachically it's a different min.
Right.
So, physically it's the same min.
So, and physically, okay, Ken, that's my question. Physically, pieces 3 through whatever.
They're all the same beef. In fact, 2 through 60 were all animal. From the same animal.
Same, right.
Same animal.
Right.
In fact, when they see each other in the pot, they say, oh,
reunion.
Reunion, exactly. We're so happy to be together again.
Right. No, so I'm saying, so we're framing the expression of min or not min in a very... artificial in a very constructed way to create a certain outcome, it seems.
Now what we're saying is that was the Chiddush of Rabbah. Remember when Uri heard about Rabbi Bechana, he said, yeah, Rabbi Bechana said, yeah. I told you, you gotta wait, because Rav is gonna, that's why Rav got this Amora lay, because he knew that there would be the people that wondering how, so what does Rav say? Rav says that when you have a non-kosher piece of meat, the nevela, beef, together with its cousin that was geshochten, which is kosher, the two were cooked together alone by themselves. The blios of the bad guy goes into the good guy. The good guy becomes awesome. Truth of the matter is, says Tosis, even if the blios didn't go into the good guy, just the fact that they happen to be together in the same pot, it's also min b'mina lebatel. That's the halacha of Rabbi Yehuda. Rav now takes it the next step. Rav says that when you have that the second one became osir because of this min b'minoi loy bottle, which is halachic answer or halachic and psak, he says that only applies to the first pieces that get mixed into the real McCoy nevela. However, if you have chanan, which is a derivative nevela, not the original, even Rabbi Yehuda would hold, says according to Rav, that I would not say the principle of min b'minoi bottle, I would say min b'minoi is bottle b'shishim or b'meya, just like a min b'shainamina.
Because its properties were
not the avatar, but like the
properties
Torah, right,
were inherited, and it wasn't its original. Right.
Derived,
it's
inherited.
It's like a rishon and a shani. It becomes lesser.
Like a rishon and a shani. Exactly right. Even though we're not talking about tuma, but about
That's the
concept. The parallel is beautiful concept. Anyway, so bottom line is that's the pshat according to the first teretz. Remember, Rav Safra asked Abaye, "What is Rav saying?" Like Rabbi Yehuda, so Abaye gave a beautiful teretz. Cut of the silk, we took out the first one. We only have the second one left. The second one will contaminate all the others, but the full shiur, no min b'minoi, it's already a derivative, but it will go and contaminate all the others, so that if you have up to, but not including 60, everything else will become great. However, once you have 60 or more, then it will be mevatelit after all. That is according to Abaye. Rav Amar, afilu teima loika nevesilkoi. Even a situation where you did not remove it. Well, if you didn't remove it, so wouldn't I go and say that min b'mina lebatel would go and the mevatel would cause all of the rest to become osir? So what do I need the chanan for? So we're back to square one. Says Yimar, I'll explain to you, Zotrofa. Have min u'minoi v'dover acher. Min u'minoi v'dover acher. Salik es minoi kemisha einoi, v'shein minoi rabba olav u'mevatloi. What does that mean? What happens if you have a pot of chulent? Where in this pot of chulent you have one piece of non-kosher meat, unfortunately, he didn't do it intentionally, non-kosher meat, together with one slice of kosher meat, and together in this pot, you had tons and tons of beans, and potatoes, and barley, and whatever else, whoever is making this chulent adds to the pot. Aha. Okay, that's what we call a min. Min is the min nevela, that first piece of meat. The second, the min, means the kosher piece of meat, min the min, right? And tevaracha means all the other stuff inside the pot. So how are you going to go and be done this situation? So there are kind of a couple ways of looking at it. On the one hand, you can go and say that if you added together the kosher piece of meat, together with all the other contents, guess what? It's going to be more than 60. It's going to be mevatel the nevela meat. Everything will be kosher. On the other hand, you go and say, no, according to Behuda, min the middle bottle, I'm going to be mitzaref number two to number one. I'm going to have two pieces of meat, and then the rest of the contents can't come mevatlet. I don't have 60 times the two pieces of meat. And so therefore, without Rav, the halacha is, in those cases, is when I have a min, minai, the davar acher, salekes minai, what you have to do is you look upon the kosher piece of meat as if it's invisible, kemisha einai, as if it doesn't exist, and therefore you don't add it to go and add to the mevatel. In other words, don't add it to the davar acher to mevatel the nevela. You also don't add it to the nevela to cause more isur, and therefore what happens if you're able to go and look upon it as if it's invisible, transparency, it's not there.
It's neutral.
Neutral.
So it's actually cooler. Rav is actually staying.
We're not up to Rav yet. I'm saying without Rav, the halacha would be that the rest of the content, if there's 60 times, thank you, 60 times the original novella piece, forget about that middle piece, forget about it, we don't think about it, can you say that? It's not there. Virtual transparency. Good. What would happen? And now 60 times that first piece of meat, kusha v'yusha, everything is fine. That's the normal lacha min b'mina d'vracha salikas mina. Kum tzigin Rav. And Rav says, that's good if you're not learning like Rabbi Yehuda. But if you're learning like Rabbi Yehuda that holds min b'minoi, then guess what happens? Then I have a din of chanan. What means din of chanan? That the first piece of meat is going to transform the second piece of meat also into a dvar isur. And therefore, I now have two nevela pieces of meat together with all the devarim acherim inside the pot, and I cannot say salek esmina kemisha'enai. Why can't I? Because it's already become ashtik nevela, not an av nevela. I told us nevela achanan, a secondary avel ma'is ashtik nevela. And therefore, in such a case, explains Rashi, you're going to have now in this pot enough devarim acherim 60 times. Both pieces of meat, not just the original piece of nevela, but even the chanani piece number two. Let's look quickly at the Rashi. Zot Rashi. In other words, we started off with the first and the second pieces of meat, and the second one became contaminated because of chanan, chaticha nas nevela, and now we added a whole bunch of other pieces of meat and dvorim acherim, and I left in piece of meat number one. Zok Rashi, d'chol min u'minai, k'goin nevela u'shchuta. One min is the nevela meat, the other min is the shchuta meat, but they're both the same beef. But the varacher going tavlin veroitiv. In other words, you have soup, you have bundlach, you have beans, you have potatoes, whatever. Min the heter einu mevatlili iser. V'loy moisifoy. Under normal circumstances, before we come to Rav, says Rava, what would be the normal halacha? The normal halacha would be that the min of heter, that kosher piece of meat, einu mevatlili iser. It doesn't mitztaref to the dvar macherim to be mevatl. V'loy moisifoy. And it also doesn't add to the iser. It's totally neutral. Elisalkeu kemisha eni bakterizu. Look upon it as if it doesn't exist. The nishara nevela baroitiv, but the nevela baroitiv bekipa. Since the rest of the contents is 60 times the original nevela, everything is great. However, because Rav says that second piece of meat, in other words, that first kosher piece of meat, became contaminated from the original nevela because they were by themselves, and it itself became now like a pseudo nevela, a quasi nevela. Oh, Zukdashi. Hilkach nosna tam brishoina. If that nevela meat gives tam into that first kosher meat, tchila, before all the other contents were added to the pot, so now it also got a shame of chanan, of chatich nas nevela. And then he got a whole big chulent, he added everything to that. Yeah. Because of the fact that first piece of kosher meat was together in close proximity, cooked together with a nevela meat, now itself becomes a shtick nevela. The other new chatichas can't be mevatelit only when the chatichas and the roitav don't have enough to mevatel both. However, if you were able to go and bring in new content, which were 120 times, in other words, not only 60 times the first piece of meat, but also 60 times the second piece of meat, so now I'm going to have 120, the 120 will be enough to go and be mevatel everything. So therefore, Abai is given a hechetimta, what's the chiddush of the Hanan when we took out the original nevela? While the Rebbe says, even if you leave in the original nevela, the chiddush over here is going to be that since you have min v'minim adomer acha, normally I would have said, just look upon the first piece of kosher meat as if it's totally transparent and it's leimal of leimoyrid, it's neutral, but because of this Hanan din, we're going to add it to the original veil, and you're going to have now 60 times both of them to go and be mevatel the iser here in the pot. Anyway, this was a little bit challenging, but from here to the bottom of the Omid is quite straightforward. Jok the Mishnah. We already talked about this before in our perek. Noig b'tahoyra v'ein noig b'tameh. The din of gira nosha only applies to a gira nosha in a kosher animal. If a person eats a gira nosha from a non-kosher animal, for instance, a person was horsing around and he ate a gira nosha from horse meat, no Isser of Gid Hanosha, the din of Gid Hanosha, only applies to kosher animals, not to. You're going to tell me maybe he's going to be over on the horse meat. The Gemara is going to address that. But that's a separate Isser. We're just focusing on the Gid. Will he give him patch for Gid from Tmeya? The answer is no. If you don't even know, I respectfully disagree. Af b'tmeya. We don't go and play any discrimination games over here. A Gid Hanosha is also across the board in all animals. Amr Yehuda, I'm going to prove it to you. The din of Gid Hanosha didn't arise on the scene at the time of Matan Torah, on Har Sinai, on Shavuos. This is already and a historical Isser in the times of Yaakov Avinu. What does it say in the Pasuk? It says, Al-Kain lo yoichu b'nei Yisrael es gira nosha arei yoim azeh, ki noga b'kaf yerach Yaakov. Ah, so the din of gira nosha really applies to the times of Yaakov Avinu and his children. And at that time, Hilchois Kashrus were still at the very early stages. The OU didn't exist yet, the Esachtas Rabbanim, the CRC didn't exist, none of that existed. And by the time they were even allowed to go and eat non-kosher horses and chamoyim and all the rest.
But don't we have a Kabbalah that they kept called Torah Kula?
Whether they kept it or not is not the point. The point that they didn't have a requirement. They could have. Yes, they were frum, and they were erlich, and they were tzaddikim.
They didn't have to.
They didn't have to. They could have eaten horse meat if they would have wanted to. And if that's the case, since at that time there was halacha, but you're not allowed to eat gira nosha. So which meat? What do you mean which meat? The housewife would go into the store and see kosher, non-kosher meat. No such thing as kosher, non-kosher meat. At that time there was no idea yet of kosher, non-kosher, so that everything inside the store, whether it was Purdue chickens, or whether it said on it, chazer fleisch, pork, hamburgers, or frankfurters, all kosher, because in the dinim of kashrus had not been given yet, and therefore, but you're not letting get an osher from any of these things. So Zokter Chav Yehuda, you see that the din of get an osher doesn't play favorites, it applies to all animals across the board. Amrulai, the Chacham said, Rav Yehuda, we respectfully disagree with your premise. The Sinai Nema, the Isser of get an osher only arose at the time of Kabbalah Satoyah. We find that this din of gira nosha is already in Bereishis, and the gira nosha and the Matan Torah was only in Parshas Yisroi, years later in times of Moshe Rabbeinu. And Shnichtumim Kaimai, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Moshe Rabbeinu to go and write down the Torah, he said, so that people should have the historical context, let's go and put it there in the parasha by Yaakov Avinu. But the Isser of Al-Kin Le-Yoichu B'nei Yisrael means in 100 years, 200 years later, 400 years later, whenever Matan Torah was from that time on, that's when the Isser arose. From that time on, only the Heimois Tehoirois were mutter to Klai Yisrael, not the Heimois Tebeirois. So therefore the Gira Nosha only attached to the animals which are kosher, not the non-kosher animals. Fine. Freit the Gemara. The Sover of Yehuda, Isser Chal Isser. Couldn't Rabbi Yehuda on the very same gira nosha have the chayr to isur? If a person eats it, number one, he's been eating a gira nosha, and number two, he's eating a piece of horse meat. How could it be that isur chal al isur? So you're going to tell me, nah, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold of Yisachalis. Oh, what time? Rabbi Yehuda, the same Rabbi Yehuda says. Yochel tein nevelas oif tomei metam bebegod vebeis abliya. We know that nevelas oif tohoir, what means nevelas oif tar? If I have a chicken, which was not gishochten, but it died a natural death or an unnatural death, it's a nevela oif tohoir and nevelas oif tar. If a person eats from it, at the time that he allows himself to swallow down from that nevela, it's metam begodim. Not only does he become tamei, but the begodim that he's wearing also becomes tamei at the time of the swallowing. Now, what happens if instead of eating from a chicken, he ate from one of the non-kosher oifos tamayos in the Torah, whether it was the ayah, the daya, the duchifas, the hataleif, the tinshomas, whatever? All of those wonderful oifos. How many were there altogether, by the way?
24.
24, according to one Rebbe Avo, said it was 23. It was machloikis in the Gemara. So 24, 23. It really doesn't say 24. It's really 21 and 20. But you have to add four lemineus, then you have to subtract, and ayin and dai is the same, and rohan dor is the same. You remember the Gemara before in the previous parak? Yeah. But anyway, getting back to our Gemara. So the Gemara is telling us now that if you started off with a non-kosher bird, such as a ataleif, or a tinshomes, or one of them, and it died, so now it's l'chayra a double whammy. Sorry?
Tishomis was Shmuel Shvatzim, isn't it? Tishomis is one of the Ophos? I'll look it up afterward, I'm sorry.
You don't have to be sorry. The word Tishomis is in both. It's both by the Ophos Tameos and by the Shvatzim Tameos.
Okay.
There are two. There happens to be a non-kosher shares, which is called the tinchamas, and the non-kosher bird that's called the tinchamas.
I remember the bird. I remember
it's
the
okay,
shares.
We're still friends.
Okay.
And if you remember, the Gemara asked what you're talking about. The Gemara says maybe the tinchamas by the oifos is talking about the insect or the reptile, and maybe by the shkots, maybe we're talking
that's
about the oifos. And the Gemara said, you always look at the inyan. Right, Rabbi Shmuel. Well, it's looked at Rabbi Shmuel, you have to look at the Indian, since the context of the oif is over the oifis, and therefore the tinchomis by the oifis is an oif. And it's also by Shrotim, the context of Shrotim. Anyway, that was the previous Gemara, back to the previous parak. We'll look it up after the Shir is
over. Thank you.
No problem. Anyway, back to our Gemara. So if a person ate one of those oifis, which was not geshochten, so therefore there's a double whammy. Number one, it's an oif tamei, and it was a nevela. So I would think that should also be tam begodim beis abliya. And with my narish seichel, I'd make a kal v'chomer. Madlich, if I had a kosher bird and it became a nevela, and I would go and eat it, I would become tamei. Certainly, if I start over with a non-kosher bird and became a nevela,
an oif tamei mamish,
an oif tamei mamish, and I would that could be metamei. So I would think tam aloymar nevela treifla yoichel tamava mishisur mishem bal toichan nevela yotzeh shenisur mishem bal toichan. When is there a din of tumma, the base habliya tumas begodim? Only if he ate something which originally was kosher and became an avela or a treifa. But something that was never kosher, meaning one of those enumerated 21, 20, 24, 23, oifis tumayis, if you eat it, there is no din of tumma, the base habliya.
Not even if you're touching it, right?
Because that only applies to animals, not to, right, to fowl. Exactly right. Shkoy. So now, Zokta Gemara, what's the reason for it? L'choyda, the reason is because ein isur chal al isur. Since I started off with a non-kosher bird, even though it became a nevela, the isur nevela does not attach to it. So I see Rabbi Yehuda, that's the one we're talking about, Rabbi Yehuda Namisha. In the case of the gid of the behemoth tmeya, there he holds that one iser is chal on the other iser. But I see that Rabbi Yehuda normally holds an ein iser chal iser, like the case in the velas oif tamei. V'chitei mekosavar ein begin menois and tam. Ah, I have a reason. Perhaps the reason for Rabbi Yehuda is, we know this famous machlokes, do gidin have a tam? Don't they have a tam? Are they considered to be like a shtickle eitz? Or they're not considered to be shtickle eitz?
Well,
it's a machlokes.
But that's all the more.
Paskin yesterday. Yeah, but what about the Shuman?
The Shuman, no.
That's what the Rashi said. Brother Shai, thank you for reminding us. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara, Nochu, some Rabbi Yehuda ain't been given nice and tam. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda holds that Yidden don't give tam. So some verses. Oh, we skipped a line. Start again. V'chitei mekasavra ain't been given nice and tam. Ubetamei nami iser gid ika iser tuma leka. Oh. oh, now I understand the Mishnah. When Rabbi Yehuda said in the Mishnah, af betmeyer, he didn't mean to say that you're going to be over two isurim. Isur of eating behemah tmeyer, a horse, and isur of eating giranasha. What he was saying is you're only going to be over on the isur of giranasha, not on the horse. Why not? Because giranasha doesn't have a tam of horse meat. In fact, it's not horse meat. It's just like an isolated piece of wood fell into the stomach, fell into the animal called the horse, and I extracted that piece of wood and I ate it. It doesn't become a horse just because that wood happened to find itself inside the animal. So this is a naturally born piece of wood called the giranasha. Since it doesn't give any tam, it doesn't receive, it doesn't give, so it's just kind of an isolated piece of wood on its own. The Torah nevertheless give a gzeiros akosif that if you eat a piece of wood which is called giranasha, you're oiver. But it doesn't have a din of behemoth tmeya, it doesn't have a din of flesh, it's not even flesh. Presumably, according to that mandem, if you put it into something milchitz, it wouldn't even make it basa b'chalav. Presumably, I'm not saying halacha l'maaseh. Anyway, so getting back to the Mishnah, maybe that's takib pshat in the Mishnah. There's no case of isur chal isur. There's only one isur. Isur giranasha, there's no isur of behemoth tmeya because it's not basa. As if right to Yomara, the sovereign beauty, emiginoisim tam. Is that what you're going to tell me? Emiginoisim tam. But tiny, we have a braisa where we address this issue on its head. Ha'oichel giranasha to behemoth tmeya, Rabbi Yehuda Machayev, shtayim, betakatu isurim. Don't tell me emiginoisim. He holds yesh begin menoisim tam. And you have takatu isurim. Rabbi Shimon Boyd, Rabbi Shimon says, yepater, because the whole din of gid is only by a behemoth tahoira, not behemoth tmeya. So we're back to square one. How can you have two isurim? I ein isur chalal isur. Everyone the oil of kasava yesh begin noisim tam. You do have tam. Vikasava noig bishlil. The isur gid. In other words, one of the exceptions to the rule of Ein Isser Chalal Isser, if they happen bibas achas, and the reasoning is very, very simple. The whole reason you say Ein Isser Chalal Isser means once it's already Osir, you can't add another level or another layer of Isser. It's already Osir. But if they both happen at the same time, simultaneously, I can't go and discriminate one against the other. The two layers all happen simultaneously. Zokti Mora, here it happens simultaneously. What's the svar? Because as soon as that first embryo of the first fetus inside the mommy horse started developing into a horse, so that body all to started developing all the other parts of a body that you need for a living animal, such as the bones and the blood and the sinews and the arteries, mit the veins and mit the cartilage, and as well as the giranasha. So this man, the Yomar Rabbi Yehuda, holds that the din of giranasha applies even to the shlil inside the mommy's stomach. Shlil means when it's still in fetus form. So therefore, Zokti Yomar, kasava noig bishlil, the isra gid, the isra tum v'hali adadikasi. At the first moment that baby horse started growing inside the mommy, it was already a behemoth tmei already at that moment, and it was already an isra gid at that moment. So they both happen at the same time simultaneously. It's not an isra chalal isra, it's two isurim happening bibasachas. Zokti Yomar. You're talking according to Yehuda, and you're saying that the din of giranasha is noig bishlil vatana. Noig bishlil, that's the Tanakhama, that's Rameir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ain't a noig bishlil. V'chel v'mutter, by ben pekua. If you open up the animal after the shechita, and you find a live calf inside, and this calf grows and becomes older and older, and it has in it chaylev, that chaylev is mutter. It has in a giranasha, it's mutter. Why is it mutter? Because, excuse me, there could be a problem with marisayim, Shem Shazuri, whether do you have to have Shechit if it's 5 years old already, like we had in the Gemara before. But besides the Maris Ayin concept, if you have inside this Ben Pekua, you have in it a Gid and Nosher, Chelev Reb Yehuda says, garnished, no dinim, it doesn't apply whatsoever. It was a Ben Pekua from the Mami. Oh, so then the dinim of Giranasha doesn't apply. So don't tell me that Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Giranasha and the Isser of Tumah,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
And the Isser of Behemoth Tmeya all are Chal B'Basachas. It's not Chal B'Basachas, not Emes. By Yishlil, in fact, there is no din of Giranasha. The only time that the baby starts getting Giranasha, if it's Taka born and the mommy was not Gishochten. In other words, a normal situation, a baby horse is born. So at the moment that it's born, then it becomes Osir B'Giranasha. But the Behemoth Tmeya was already from inception. So Vaita is Chal Isra and back to square one. everything what hani milagabi tahira. The Rachman Omar called the behemoth to chaylu. The reason why the Ben Paku I say that there is no din of Ginan Asha, have a special limud.
By behemoth,
exactly. Since this shlil is inside the mami behemoth, have a wonderful day. I give the chaydish, Brother Shai. Thank you for helping us out before with Rebbe Yudim and Baminai and everything else. Zagibach. Anyway, so getting back to Agma. The Rachman Omar called the behemoth to chaylu. Anything inside the behemoth, which means the whole shlil, and anything inside the shlil, including the chaylu, and including the gid, everything is considered to be like part and parcel of the mami behema. It's like an extra feast, an extra foot. And therefore, just like in the foot, you don't have a gid anosha situation. Therefore, same thing, you don't have a gid anosha situation in this shlil. Avu b'tmeya, since by tmeya you don't have the concept of the ben pekur, because there's no shechita se'im, it's not matir the baby, there's no din of shechita by a behema. And therefore, b'tmeya noig, the din of Giranosha is knowing already from the very first second that it's conceived inside the mami. So it was behemoth tmeya and Giranosha at the same time. Papasachas, no shaylov isachalis. Frank tomorrow, I mean, what is amris to survive Ali Dabi Kosu? Can you really say that? But namum galent in the Mishnah, we had this commodity before. Al elu tumas an nozer migalech. On the following tumas, the nozer has to go and take yiluach. Al ameis. Well, kazayis min a mace. If a nozer either touched a mace, or kazayis min a mace, or an oil a mace, the nozer becomes tamei, and he has to go and do a full giluach, and then he has to start all over again. A yom yirshenim yiplu, he has to bring his karbonas. And he wanted to ask for kashulan. We didn't understand this Mishnah. The Mishnah says mace and kazayis min a mace. Ma dachal kazayis min a mace min galeach. Once you tell me a small kazayis, so we have a whole mess. The Amar Biyachan. The Chiddush of the Mishnah is the Nefel Shloim Niskashu Eivora Begin. You could have a baby Nefel which was so early on in the conception. It was only the Mushal after the second or the third month of the mommy's pregnancy, and unfortunately she was Mapil. It is so in its infancy that it doesn't even have its Gidin yet. It's just a whole bunch of little pieces of flesh cells together, cells, whatever you want to call it. But anyway, you don't even have the Gidin yet. So how does that answer the kasha? It means that this entire mess, this entire nafel, was less than a kezias. That's how small it was. But nevertheless, since it was an entire mess, you have to be megaleach on the mess. So that's a test. You can have a situation of a mess, the whole mess, which is less than a kezias, but a mess, because it's talking about in the early conception period. But the Gemara used the expression, Rabbi Yochanan used the expression, lo niskashu evar begin. So what do I see? Alma iser tuma kadim. I see that the ginim is only later on, after 3 months, 4 months, 5 months, 6 months. But iser tuma, of course, is the first second. As soon as a horse starts growing inside the mami's stomach, it's an iser of behemoth tmei. Yizok timar is ein bazay tachvat teshver. How does the iser get? How is it chal on the pre-existing iser of the behemoth tmei? Everywhere I've got the iser tmei kadim, a tuma kadim, also iser get chayalei, it is chal. Why? When we say B'nai Noach, we don't mean literally B'nai Noach. We mean the B'nai Yaakov, who were called B'nai Noach because we didn't have the Matan Torah yet. Aha. So what does it have to do with anything? The Gemara considers this to be a Chumrah. In other words, there are a number of exceptions to the rule of Ein Isser Chalal Isser. Until now we spoke about the Isser Babas Achas, they both happened at the same time. There's another exception for an Isser Moisif. There's an Isser Koilel. And there's also the concept of Isser Chomor. If a Mochumra Dika Isser is now Chal, that also can be Chal. The Marshal of the Gemara says, for instance, if you had a Kazayis of Chalav, that also be not a kazayis of kodshim, that after, or kazayis of regular meat, that when afterwards it became kodshim, so then the kodshim has a much greater isur. What's the isur of kodshim? It's the isur of kares. If the original isur was just an isur lav, so the isur kares is a Muhammadic isur, so then the isur is called a isur. Sorry?
It's an upgrade.
An upgrade. Here too, the same thing is, you have an upgrade. Not that you have an upgrade in Oynish, but you have an upgrade in the sense that until now it was just stam, a piece of horse meat. Now the gid is grown at the time that the baby grows, after 3 months, 4 months, 5 months, and the gid starts to develop. Ooh, but that gid, look at it, that's an Isser Chomor. Well, it's only a Salav, only you only get Malkus, you don't get Karas. True. But since it has this prehistoric inception,
pre-Matan Torah.
Pre-Matan Torah, that at the times of Yaakov Avinu already became Aser, it has the name of Issachar, and that's why this Isser is Chal Isser. Take it, I'm bringing a Takerai, that that's the real reason. Let's go back to our Mishnah. Om Rabbi Yehuda, what did Rabbi Yehuda say? So till now we understood Rabbi Yehuda just going and telling us that the times of Yaakov Avinu, all meats were all the same, they were all kosher, including horse meat. So you see that that's the din of Gid Anasha already applies even by Behemoth Tomei. That's the Pashup Shot, like we learned in the Mishnah. Not just by Behemoth Tomei, but even by Behemoth Tomei, because historically, at that time, there was no distinction between Behemoth Tomei and Behemoth Tomei. And Gid Anasha was Asir, so it was Asir across the board. But now Gemara is saying, no. Rabbi Yehuda is saying a deeper thought. What Rabbi Yehuda is saying is, you know how the Gid Anasha is going to be Chal on the pre-existing Isser Tomei? Because the Isser of Gid Anasha is an Isser Chomor. But from the Yaakov Nesa Gid Anasha. And because it was Nesa already at that time, that's why it has the potency that it can go and be Chal on the Isser of Behema Temeya. That's the end of our Gemara today. A grace to Shkoyach Rabbi Yisai for joining. Hatzlach Rabbi and Agit Nechoyach.